And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic. We can't enter putting it on wax into the sports lexicon and not do it for the people, but we still get the people what they want.
We have Anthony Spice Adams coming on later in the show. We have a big breakdown of Monday Night Football coming on later in the show. We have a huge Pistons win. The Pistons won. The Pistons won. The Pistons won. And, of course, we're going to discuss the Nick Cannon diss track about Marshall Mathers. But we start with Monday Night Football last night. Does anyone want to win the NFC East? Anybody? The Eagles could control their own destiny if they win out, but they got down early to Eli Manning and the Giants, but they came back in the second half. Carson Wentz led the team down the field, forced overtime, led the team down the field in overtime, and hit Zach Ertz with this pass to give the Eagles the win. Jalen, a win is a win, but do you leave this game more concerned or encouraged about the Eagles' chances?
More concerned, and it's not necessarily based on the score of last night's game. It's based on the injury report. Lane Johnson went out during the game. Alshon Jeffrey went out during the game. DeSean Jackson wasn't available to play. Jordan Howard wasn't available to play. Now all of a sudden you're losing so many guys that you rely on to make big plays, especially at this point in the season, if you're going to upend the Dallas Cowboys. I don't want to see Carson Wentz throwing the football 50 times, especially in those conditions. However, in the second half, their offense did respond. Zach Ertz was huge, 2 touchdown grabs. But ultimately, for the Eagles, that head-to-head with the Dallas Cowboys may end up being a determining factor.
Well, as they did get thin in all the skilled positions, there was a little silver lining to that cloud. A gentleman by the name of Boston Scott, he was undrafted, he was on a practice squad. They brought him up. He had 10 rushes for 59 yards, 6 catches for 69 yards. Little guy out there zipping around. Did they find something last night in Boston Scott?
Possibly. And to show my age, the first thing I thought when I saw him was like, is that Dave Meggett? Because they was playing against the Giants old school. And a little Darren Sproles also. It was great to see him out there performing well when he got his opportunity. But just think about this. The Eagles were so short at wide receiver. Had somebody else got injured, Josh McCown, the backup quarterback, the seasoned veteran that's almost been in the league 20 years, would have had to line up at wide receiver. Just think about that for a second. Short-handed, to say the least.
Coach Peterson said that McCown went and got his helmet and was like, Coach, I'm ready to run these routes. I'm like, by the time you're out of your break, we'll already be in the huddle for the next play. I don't know if he's going to be the most speedy guy on the outside, but I do love the attitude. He's like, you know, whatever you need, Coach, I'll go in there. So we kind of glazed over it, but Eli Manning was in for Daniel Jones, who has an ankle problem, and Eli Manning looked great, especially in the first half. The second half, he didn't look so great, but he had some really nice balls in the first half. Jalen, Eli is reportedly not interested in this being a farewell tour. He might come back next year. Do you think he deserves to start for one of the teams in the National Football League next year?
I don't think he deserves to be a starter anymore in the NFL. He's had a great career. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame based on the fact that he has 2 Super Bowl championships, 2 Super Bowl MVPs, and that his last name is Manning, and he played in New York City. But not too many quarterbacks get a chance to go into the Hall with an under 500 record, and he also has that. But it was great to see him back out there performing. I wish I would have bet on the over-under cutaways of his family and Peyton and stuff like that. I'd be a rich man today. But the second half started, and the first thing I was thinking of, they should be showing Saquon Barkley family, because he's the present and the future, and they're not getting him involved. And if they're not able to get him involved in these conditions, they're not going to be able to keep this up. And that's what took place.
That's a really good point. We talk about the NFC East, and we really do joke, but one of these two teams is going to end up in the playoffs, and there someone has to win this division. If you take a look at what the Cowboys and the Eagles both have ahead of them schedule-wise, who do you like to end up winning this crown?
Well, the Cowboys got those Rams. That's the toughest game out of all of those squads. And then they have a head-to-head. So if the Cowboys lose to the Rams and the Eagles are able to beat the Cowboys, that to me gives them the edge. The final game at the Giants, they'll probably beat the brakes off of them. The Redskins, the Dallas Cowboys will probably win that week. So these next 2 weeks are going to determine it. I think right now, other than injuries, Philadelphia has to be in pole position.
Well, now we switch our focus to the National Basketball Association and what a game we had between the Rockets and the Kings. Russell Westbrook had what I consider to be his best game as a Houston Rocket. He had 34 points and 8 assists. He was getting buckets, and we all saw the very final bucket that he ended up getting. Win. This is Buddy Hield who puts the Kings up, and then Russell Westbrook comes back down to put the Rockets back up. So much drama. So much drama at the end of the game. Look at this bucket right through the middle. He thinks the game is over. There's only about a second left on the clock when Bielitsa gets the ball and gives the Kings the win right here. Jalen Rose, what do you think about this wild finish in Houston?
A miscommunication on defense, and it just shows you how the margin between victory and defeat can be so very close. Russell did a great job of attacking the rim and being aggressive. The Kings got good minutes out of Rashawn Holmes, a young big that's giving them good energy. Harrison Barnes made some plays. You talked about Buddy Hield. It was an opportunity for the Houston Rockets to get a win on their home floor. But as you showed, the late three-point shot, which is a big-time play, ultimately sunk the Houston Rockets on their home floor.
It really did. And I want to celebrate the Kings for a second because they started out so terribly the season. And now they've got a road win against the Mavs, a road win against the Rockets. They're missing Fox and Bagley for periods. Do you think that they've started to figure it out as a team?
I do. And it's based on the guys that I named. They have a lot of seasoned veterans. I didn't mention Corey Joseph and Trevor Ariza. So yep. As you go deeper into the box score, you understand that there's certain guys that when they've been around the league, you know what you're going to get from them on a nightly basis. And Luke Walton has done a terrific job of pushing those buttons, getting this team to play hard, hoping to find an identity. And when you beat teams like Houston on their home floor and the other wins that you just acknowledged, that gives your squad confidence.
Not only did the Rockets lose to the Kings last night, they also lost their appeal. Remember the dunk that was a dunk, but the refs didn't think was a dunk? You'll never believe this, Jalen Rose, but the league decided not to just straight up award them the win, and the league decided not to play over the last 7 minutes and 50 seconds. They actually said that there was plenty of time for the Rockets to make up for the error over the course of the rest of the game. I understand, I mean, no one really thought they were going to, like, uphold this appeal. But did they have to add that part about y'all should have won the game anyway?
Well, that was just a jab at them for making us waste time and energy and send emails and leave voicemails in order to go over something where I gave you guys the fix. Jacoby, you play basketball at so many different places, 100% more than I do. And there are so many times you see the Nets get caught when somebody that's not in the NBA makes a jump shot.
Yep,
when you watch NBA League Pass, you rarely see that happen.
Never see it.
Why?
Never see
because
it.
The Nets aren't so long. In that case, I believe that's what caused the James Harden ball to actually do what it did.
Well, two L's for the Rockets last night, but Jalen Rose, you'll never believe this. We had the Detroit Pistons at the start of the show. The Detroit Pistons at the start of the show. And I know you know exactly why. Derrick Rose had a huge game. He had 4 points going into the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, he scored 17. He was 7 for 8 in the final frame. And none were bigger than the final shot of the game. You'll see it here. Little spin move, 15 feet. Hit that. After the game, he said he was born to do this. Jalen, how encouraging was it to see this performance in the fourth quarter from Derrick Rose?
To appreciate the beauty of a rose, you must respect the thorns. And on the road, when you have 15 turnovers, when you have 18 turnovers and 15 assists, you normally don't win. When Blake Griffin scores in single digits, that's normally an opportunity for the home team to get that victory. Brandon Ingram was terrific, scored over 30. But Derrick Rose in the fourth and how he performed was the actual catalyst to why they were able to close it out.
It really goes. But Jalen, there's also some rumblings, some little reports and rumblings here and there about the Detroit Pistons maybe considering trading Blake Griffin. Could you see that happening this season?
Well, here's the thing. Anytime a team isn't playing up to his expectations, all of the cards have to be on the table. And it isn't personal. We talked about this with Chris Paul. I know we love you, big fella. We talked about this with DeMar DeRozan. I know we love you. But if we're going to get Russell Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard in return, then we got to pull a trigger. No different from Blake Griffin. So it'll be interesting to see what and if they could get in return for a value in Blake Griffin. But it's, I don't anticipate it happening over the next couple of weeks. Let's just say that.
Jalen Rose, who is joining us right here in studio?
Detroit's finest, representing King High School. What up, though? Spice Adams in the building.
What up, though?
So excited to have you here, Spice. You know, you do so much in the media world. So much in the media world. Former NFL player, current hilarious guy on social media. But you also are hosting the American Baking Show.
Yes.
It's the holidays. What should we be baking for the holidays?
Oh, man. I'm baking what my mom usually bakes. Some red velvet cake from scratch. Oh, man, it's the best. And I make my aunt's banana pudding. I get down with the get down, man. But I'm usually like a griller, you know, so I smoke turkeys and ribs and stuff like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I get down with the get down, man. I ain't get this big for no reason.
You know, it really broke my heart when I found out that red velvet cake was just chocolate cake that was dyed.
Really?
Yeah, it broke my heart. I thought it was something special. I was like, oh, y'all just put red dye in chocolate cake.
Hey, it's banging, so I really don't care, man. As long as you put butter and sugar in it, I'm straight.
Hey, Spice, can you talk to my brother Jacoby? Because you just used a key word, especially after Thanksgiving. He does a lot of slandering of turkey. And I just heard you mention
don't like
it.
Turkey.
Why you
talk
don't like
to him
turkey?
About that?
Doesn't taste good and it's
you
dry.
Tripping.
I'd rather have
okay,
chicken.
Okay, here's
fish.
A
I'd
test
rather have
right
shrimp.
Here.
I'd rather have ribs. I'd rather have every other type of meat you can put in the grill except for turkey.
Okay, here's the test right here. This will tell me everything I need to know. Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Sweet potato pie.
You all right with me.
Also, don't really like pie.
I don't understand why you don't like the turkey, though.
Because the turkey, it's just dry. You need to douse it in gravy.
No.
It's also
you fry it?
It's also, no, I'm not frying the turkey.
What?
I've seen too many videos online of people exploding
their
pockets.
You can't put a whole frozen turkey in the grease.
I'm not doing that. I've seen too many videos.
You can't put a frozen turkey in grease. Period. You gotta know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, so look, I smoke the turkey and then I bake and weave it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's different when you get somebody who know what they doing.
My point exactly. You gotta put bacon on turkey to make it taste good. Gotta put gravy on turkey to make
it taste good. You put bacon on anything, man.
Exactly.
It's banging.
So one of the big stories in the NFL today we want to talk to you about is the Patriots. They just happen to have a video production crew at the Bengals game. They were shooting a documentary about one of their
Nobody feels sorry for the Patriots.
And it just so happened that the independent contractor didn't know the details of the rules that you can't point the camera at the other sideline or the game when you're in the press box. I happen to absolutely believe this story from the Patriots, but because of the Patriots, everyone's going to be skeptical. What do you think?
You know what? They get what they got coming to them. Like, everybody wants to talk about the refs in that game. So what? Oh, we didn't get the call. Man, that happened every game to the Bears. It happened every game to every other team. So nobody care about the Patriots. I hope they lose all the rest of their games. I don't care about the Patriots.
Let them go.
I feel like Jim Moore Sr. right now. Don't talk to me about the Patriots. Don't talk to me about the Patriots.
They can lose all their games and still win their division pretty easily.
That's
too.
Crazy, man.
Well, that's something else I want to talk to you about. Two things. I know you played for the Bears, so you rep them, but you from Detroit. Are you a degenerate Lions fan like me?
Listen. I never grew up being a Lions fan because I knew that the Lions were going to lose for sure. So what I started doing was I started being a fan of individuals. So I was a fan of Barry Sanders. I knew the Lions were going to lose, but I knew Barry was going to give me 100-something. So in order for me not to be crushed, I would just root for Barry because I knew at the end of the day the Lions were going to lose. But right now, the Bears cut the check.
Yeah, exactly.
So you
are working with the Bears.
Cut the check.
You do a lot of Chicago media around the Bears. And remember at the beginning of the season, like week three, week four, where it looked like the Bears were really good and that defense was going to be so good. And Mitchell Trubisky was a little hot.
Jacoby, don't do this.
He got really cold.
Don't do this, man.
Are you now? I mean, they've won a couple. Mitch looked pretty good in the last few games.
Don't do this.
When you look at Mitchell Trubisky, do you say, Wow. That's the future of the franchise right there.
Jacoby, don't do this, man. Don't do me like this, man. You know what? He's been hot the last two games, and you know, us Chicago Bear fans, we appreciate it. We just need more. We need a lot more consistency. That's all I'm gonna say right there.
How about this? Like,
go ahead, Jim. Oh, here we go, Jalen. Jalen about to set me up.
There's a quarterback in Carolina that may be on his way out. Cam Newton. What do you think
Let's
about
get
that
him.
Idea?
Why not? Let's get him, man. When I played defensive tackle, every year they brought in another defensive tackle to like look over my shoulders. Mm. Like, hey, man, step up your game. So why not? Let's get somebody that's going to, you know, put that fire in them. Let's do it. I always want the competition. So I think it make the team better. You know what I'm saying? So let's get him. Cam. Where you at, baby? Let's come out to Chicago, baby.
Give Trubisky the clipboard. Give Cam the football.
Whatever you want to do. Let's sign some competition. I'm all for it, baby.
Well, another team you played for is in the news. The San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
They just can't. They can't lose, man. They're out here. They're in New Orleans.
They're excited
to watch. In a shootout against the Saints. They're one of the most exciting teams to watch. They've been in some of the best games this year. They're 11-2, tied for the best record in the whole entire league, best record in the NFC. My question for you.
I love it.
Spice Adams, how come I still don't respect them the way I should?
I don't
with
know.
Their record?
I don't know why you don't. I mean, 11, they only lost two games. And they went down to the wire. It's not like they got blew out by somebody. Like, no. This team is for real, dude. So I don't know why you're not giving them the respect that they deserve.
I don't know the answer.
You don't even like turkey, first of all. So we know you're not going to like the Niners. Like, I don't know what's going on with you, man. You made
Correct.
A great decision in liking the sweet potato pie over the pumpkin pie. But
Correct.
When it comes to the 49ers, I don't know what's going on. What more do they need to do?
I don't know what I'm missing.
Jacoby likes oohs and ahs. So on turkey, of course, he don't like Thanksgiving. He don't like the San Antonio Spurs. All they do is win championships.
They win.
And now he don't like the 49ers.
Like, I like highlights. I like exciting plays. I like athletes. I like Lamar Jackson.
They almost put up 50 points.
Jimmy G just handing the ball up.
They almost put up 50 points.
Taking and dunking across the middle to George Kittle.
What does Tom Brady do?
Oh, exactly that.
3-yard passes that end up being 45-yard passes.
He hasn't thrown the ball 14 yards all season long. I'm convinced.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm convinced.
But do you like watching them?
No, because my man Jacoby keeps dropping passes. Jacoby Myers, my
namesake,
just keeps dropping passes.
You're hard to please. I see that already.
Yes, he is.
Listen, when you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, do you put more peanut butter on there or more jelly?
More peanut butter. Without question. More peanut butter.
So,
and I'm cutting it diagonally.
I told him I never cut a sandwich. So a couple of years ago, I wasn't on Instagram. Once I joined, you became must-see IG.
He was everywhere.
What's the inspiration behind some of your characters?
Oh, man. Growing up in Detroit, all the family reunions, all the friends of the family coming through, man, shooting dice and playing basketball.
Tell us who we're looking at.
Oh, right there. That's 8-Ball Jamie right there, man. He got the 8-Ball jacket on, man.
Are we old enough to remember the 8-Ball jacket?
Yeah, so this right here, man, this is like your uncle who's laughing at a joke or something like that, man. They just got this distinct laugh that you always see. You always see this guy in the gym with the goggles on, with the shorts hiked up, with the socks all the way up, man. So, and they always, who got next, young blood? They jumpers is always wet, though. Jumpers is
wet.
Let
them tell it.
Yeah, let them tell it.
If you are not following Anthony Spice Adams on all social media, you need to change that right now. And very quickly, tell us about the American Baking Show. What do we have to look forward to? Heard there's a holiday special.
Oh, man. It puts you in the holiday spirit, man. The Great American Baking Show, man. Aaron Thursday on ABC, 9-8.
Wait, ABC?
Yes,
you
sir.
You on the three-letter network?
Yes, sir.
You on the three-letter network?
ABC.
Oh, man. They put us on a four-letter network with a number at the end.
ABC, man. I'm co-hosting myself and Baby Spice, Emma Bunton, the judge. Is our Paul Hollywood and Chef Sherry Yard. Man, we have a great time, man. It gets you in holiday spirit. And you can see, like, sweet potato pies and all that stuff, red velvet cakes, all that stuff, man.
So excited to have you through. You're welcome back anytime.
And it's time for us to give the people what they want.
Got to give the people what they want.
It is the holiday season. So you know what happens during the holiday season? You take lots of pictures with you and your loved ones. You don't want to go through another holiday season taking those closed mouth photos while everyone else is grinning ear to ear, do you? Getting a photo ready smile starts right now, and it's easier than ever with the clear aligners from Candid. Candid's aligners, they can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire bracelets. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. An experienced orthodontist who is licensed in your state creates a custom treatment plan. Then they show you a 3D preview of what your teeth will look like after the treatment is done. Candid's aligners are comfortable, removable, and completely invisible. Candid ships your aligners directly to you, so there's no hassle of going to an orthodontist office. And Candid costs 65% less than braces. And with each aligner purchase, Candid donates $25 to Smile Train, who brings safe, 100% free cleft lip and palate treatment to children all over the globe. Get your photo-ready smile right now for the holidays. Go to CandidCO.com/Jalen. That is CandidCO.com/Jalen. Use the code Jalen to get $75 off. That's CandidCO.com/Jalen. Code Jalen for $75 off. Again, CandidCO.com/Jalen. And use the code Jalen, J-A-L-E-N. Jalen Rose, the Milwaukee Bucks have now won 15 straight basketball games. They beat the Magic yesterday. Jalen, they haven't lost a game in over a calendar month. There we have Giannis dancing his way to the start of the game. What did you see from the Bucks in this one?
Giannis can do it in all phases. You showed him on the post, too little, jump hook to the middle. You saw him shoot the three. You see him right there in transition with the Euro step. You see him with the two-hand dunk. Giannis is becoming the immovable force and the unstoppable object of the NBA. He's that very dominant. And all of a sudden, you look up on a nightly basis, DiVincenzo can make some plays. Bledsoe can make some plays. Middleton had 20 in the game. It depends on what night it is for either Lopez brother. Like, they've created such a level of depth around Giannis that they're going to now rely on the guy that's playing the most. Oh, Ilyasova making shots? Oh, we get him more minutes. We'll run more plays for him. So they've done a terrific job of building around a great player.
So, Jalen, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was my takeaway from this game, too, is they got contribution from Ilyasova in the second unit. And DiVincenzo, if you haven't been paying attention, has been playing well during this streak. And they really don't have a true second star. I know you can say Chris Middleton was an all-star last year, but they're not a duo. But what they've done is they have a really good complementary pieces about 1 through 9 on their roster. And I want you to take a look at some numbers during this 15-game win streak and tell me what they tell you.
So they shared a basketball first and foremost. They had 30 assists in a previous game. But that point differential says a lot about your defense, David Jacoby. And if you can put up 121 without necessarily shooting a low percentage, when you're shooting almost 50 and your opponent is shooting close to 40, that's dominant basketball. And that's a level of balance that can carry you on a nightly basis.
And here's what's ahead for them. They've got the Pelicans on ESPN on Wednesday night. Then they've got the Grizzlies, and then they've got the Cavs. Like, they're heavily favored to win all three of those games. They could bring this up to 18 before they face the Mavericks, which would be a bigger test. Are they going to get this streak up to 18 games?
I believe so. And they're playing with a sense of urgency. And remember, this isn't a team that came out of nowhere. They were dominant last year. Giannis won the MVP and is reigning right now. So they're building on what they've already had going on. And they understand that home court advantage is going to be crucial for them, not only in the Eastern Conference playoffs, but potentially in the NBA Finals if they're fortunate enough to make it.
Well, it's hard to gain ground on a team that's on a 15-game win streak, but the Celtics might have gained some psychological ground with the return of Gordon Hayward. Remember, Hayward has been out and he's been injured, and he didn't just come back. He looked pretty good. Gordon Hayward played 26 minutes, had 14 points, and generally just played well. They beat the Cavs. They're now 17-5, only behind the Bucks in the East. What does the return of Hayward as he plays himself back into, you know, a healthy role mean for this team?
Another terrific perimeter player. And I've said the Celtics have the most depth on the perimeter in the Eastern Conference. They have so many different guys that can make plays. We don't even talk enough about a defender like Marcus Smart, who's their best passer. We know Kimba's going to get you buckets with his herky-jerky movements and pulling up for three. Jaylen Brown continues to ascend. Jason Tatum was a double-figure rebounder. The one thing I want to make sure I pay homage to is the Celtics are built for this regular season marathon. So don't be surprised when they end up with the number two seed. Now, once the playoffs come, it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to be able to do up front against big bodies like Al Horford, Joel Embiid, and for the Bucks, Greek Freak and the Lopez brothers.
It is interesting. When you look at this roster, they've got such a good perimeter players. But you know in a seven-game series, they're going to need some help up front. Do you think that Danny Ainge makes a move before the trade deadline to bulk up a little bit?
I wouldn't be surprised. And again, we've talked on this show about did he overplay his hand. But the great thing is that you still have all of those assets at your disposal, and they're playing terrific. So it's almost like in the NFL, when you score a touchdown, do you automatically go for two? And sometimes that's considered chasing points. So if you got a good deal and say a Steven Adams, you can add him to your squad without giving up too much, or one of those type of bigs, I would do so. But you don't give up one of your core group of players because they're playing so very well.
You know I love Steven Adams so much, but sometimes when you look at his salary, you're like, wait, he makes what? is that over a three-year deal? Oh, no, that's this year? Oh, shout out to Steven Adams' agent. Well, you played a long time in Indiana, and you're recognized as one of the great Indiana Pacers, and Paul George also falls in that category, and he and the Clippers visited Indiana, and Paul George put on a show. He scored 34 of his 36 points and had 7 threes just through 3 quarters. Jaylen, you know how passionate and knowledgeable these fans are. What do you think about PG's return to performance to Indianapolis?
So I want to make sure all media, all fans, and all players hear this. When you ascend to become an all-star level player and then an all-NBA player, the fan base is going to expect you to potentially lift them to great heights. Mm-hmm. That's what comes with the salary. That's what comes with the jersey sales. That comes with the pats on the back. That comes with all the support you get. And then all of a sudden, when the fan base sees that Anthony Davis, Paul George don't want to be there anymore, it's also going to come with the territory that they're going to boo you when you return. The same thing happened to LeBron James when he initially returned to Cleveland. Same thing happened to Kevin Durant when he returned to OKC. What do all of those circumstances have in common, Jacoby? They have the all-NBA, the MVP level play, but they initially didn't win a championship.
Yep.
When Kawhi Leonard returns to Toronto, they didn't get anything for him when he left, but they're going to give him standing ovations. They might just give him a trophy. They might just give him a statue. Why? Because he delivered. That just comes with the territory. It's not personal. There's so many people that appreciated what Paul George and all of those other guys did for the community and did for the team. But that's where the frustration of the fans come in. And as a former player that now works in the media, I understand it.
I understand it too, and I think that Paul George has, you know, a holistic understanding of the emotions of the fans and the passion of the fans there. But after the game, he was asked about being booed, and he said something really interesting. Let's take a listen to PG-13.
You know what? Someday I'll do a tell-all and I'll tell the leading events of how I left Indiana. And I promise you, I'm not the one to boo.
Paul, don't do the thing where you like tell me you know a secret, but you're not telling me the secret. Paul, what are you hiding? What do you got? What do you think he's alluding to?
Well, he's just alluding to the inside and understanding that it's not only on the players sometimes dictating whether they're able to stay or go, because players have intimate knowledge sometimes when you're at Paul George level of potential deals that the team probably could have done that they didn't do. And so I think that's more of what he's discussing. But as his career progresses with the Clippers, there still will be an appreciation for his time in Indiana from both sides.
Absolutely. Jalen Rose, time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, I have some inside information about the television show that goes by the name of Power. Do you have any interest in this information?
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, we all know that Power is gearing up for the second half of its final season, but there was rumors about spinoff shows. So on my block, where I live, what they did is they said no parking for 2 days. We're going to do a thing. They got these signs up everywhere. You got can't park here, can't park here. A generator's pulled up, trailer's pulled up. You could tell there's a big film shoot going on. And I was like, what is this film shoot for? I looked inside the dashboard of one of the transportation vans. It said Power Book 2, colon, Ghost. So, Jalen, I didn't see Tariq around. I didn't see Ghost around, and I was looking for him. So my question for you is this. Does this mean Ghost is not dead? Does this mean maybe it's about Tariq and it's called Ghost? What do you think?
Well, in that last episode, I realized that Ghost wasn't going to be dead because when you're the star character, you got to go out in a blaze of glory like Scarface. That one shot ain't killing Ghost. Okay, if for some people that's been watching the show, if I had to anticipate who I thought, this is just my opinion, probably end up or should end up getting spinoffs, who I would pick Tommy without a doubt. I think they're going to pick Tariq. I would also pick Dre. Those are three people that I feel like would be really strong in spinoffs. It's going to be interesting to see what Courtney Kemp and 50 Cent does. We got to get Curtis on the show.
Jalen, what topics we discuss in this show is so important to you. So we have a special segment just for you where you can decide whether or not we discuss a topic. And that is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Cal.
Lamar Jackson.
Hit the brakes.
Hurt. What we know time of recording is that he has a quadriceps injury and he was limited on practice on Monday. So my question for you is forecasting a little bit. If maybe he's not 100%, do you think it's important that they keep him healthy for the playoffs, or do you want that number one seed?
Knowing Lamar, if he can walk, he's going to play. And I remember a day and age in football where these great athletes competed on Sunday and didn't have to turn around and compete on Thursday. This is why he may be in jeopardy of not potentially playing. But if I had to guess in a vacuum, I would say if he can walk, he's going to play.
Another thing I love about the Ravens roster, Robert Griffin III can step right in there. You know, he's got a similar skill set, and we've even seen him on the field throughout the season. Jalen, I love this one. Le'Veon Bell didn't play on Sunday because he had the flu, but wait till you find out what he did on Saturday night.
Hit the brakes.
Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Le'Veon Bell is not playing on the game on Sunday because he has the flu. But on Saturday night, he went to a bowling alley in New Jersey with some orange leather pants on and went bowling until 1 in the morning. Jalen, what is he doing?
He's off of them. That's all that means. Anytime you play on the squad that lost to the Dolphins and the Bengals in the same season, he like, I might as well get my bowling game up. He's going to start writing his rhymes. He about to drop some bars. Try to end the season on a healthy note. Continue to keep getting them checks and get ready for next year.
Jalen, can you pull off orange leather pants?
Yes, I can.
See,
yes,
that's the difference. That's the difference between me and you. Like, when I read he was wearing orange leather pants, I was like, that's even crazier than him going bowling when he's supposed to have the flu. Who puts on orange leather pants is like, you know what? I look good. Let me go hit the lanes. Also, leather pants when you're going bowling? Come on. That's not a good fabric for bowling. Moving on. Huge contract for Steven Strasburg. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Keep it moving. No surprises.
All right.
Keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We have a somber update on one of our guys, LaMelo Ball.
Hit the brakes.
LaMelo Ball is in Australia. He has a foot injury and he's going to be out approximately 4 weeks. I have him as the surefire, can't miss number one pick of the NBA draft. Do you think that health could keep him out of that number one spot?
I don't, because he's so very young that whatever ailments he have, as long as they're not multiple surgical, I think he'll be able to respond from them. He's 6'7". He's dynamic with the ball. He continues to improve seemingly on a nightly basis. He's been over there honing his craft. He's played in multiple cities, multiple countries. He almost is coming with the Luka Doncic type experience.
Mm, I love it. I would pick him number one. I would not want to be the general manager that passed on LaMelo Ball. Moving on. They have announced the Heisman Trophy finalists. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
All quarterbacks and Chase Young. No surprise. Jalen might as well win it. They're going to ultimately give it to Joe Burrow. Keep it moving.
We know Joe Burrow's going to win.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Hasn't been a lot of drama with the Heisman Trophy in the last few years. Next, Ja Morant is back on the basketball court. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
So he missed a few games because he had some back spasms, and he entered the game and played just like he didn't miss a beat. He had 26 points and 7 assists, a couple highlight moves like he always has. My question for you is this. You kind of gave him a little flack early in the season for some of his load management. Now that you know he has back issues, do you give him a pass for missing a few games moving forward?
Absolutely. There's a difference. You just acknowledged it. Is the team load managing him, or is it a young player learning how to deal with some pain, some hurt, some injury? And so he's also shown, Jacoby, he's going to be one of the better probers in the league. And what does that mean? Be able to get to whatever spot he wants and take whatever shot he wants or drop it off. And the other thing I appreciate, especially with his body type, he literally throws his body around. He ain't going there to attack somebody that's 50 pounds, 60 pounds heavier and don't think twice about it.
He's got such a polished game for someone in their rookie season. And I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't say. Zion who? Zion Williamson who? We got Ja. You know what I like? I like to watch people actually play basketball. Zion, when you come back, we'll can talk about you then. But Ja Morant has really taken some of the pain of not seeing Zion Williamson this season away because he has been so good. Yes, Mr. Rose?
Can I get a 20-second timeout, even though they don't do them anymore like that? So, You're the same guy. You was a Daisy fan for these people. Jokic.
Gone. I'm not anymore.
You just talked about Zion.
Zion who? I don't even know who you're talking about.
You go to Knicks games.
Yep.
You used to go to Clippers games.
Listen, all of that's being better than a Pistons fan. I'd rather be all that than a Pistons fan. I'll tell you that much.
You blindly defend the Patriots. You're from Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. These are all facts. I see nothing wrong with any of that. Those are all facts. Jalen, you know I'm a Daisy Bills fan now, too, because they're winning. And we have a Bills Mafia mishap. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Oh, if it's a Bills Mafia mishap, that has to do with probably adult beverages and cultural behavior. So hit the brakes.
Yes, it's exactly. I don't know how you knew. Well, we're going to mix some cultural behavior and some adult beverages and a folding table and see what happens in the parking lot before Bills game. There he is jumping off the tailgate, literally. Oh, I could watch that all day. How do you miss the table? How do you miss the table, Jalen? Look at his neck when he lands. Look at that.
I'll tell you how he missed the table.
He got right up.
He was more worried about holding that beer than hitting the table. That's how he missed it.
He missed the whole table.
And it probably was like 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
cold
definitely.
Out there.
Oh, yeah. You look at all those empties. It's still cold, 8 in the morning. The crowd's not even that big. But I do want to say this. If you watch the end of the clip, he does get up and seems to be 100% fine. I do believe he survived. We would not show
but also,
if he was seriously
Nicole,
injured. Yep.
But here's the thing. With friends like that, who needs enemies? Nobody moved.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They had to get the shot. You can't move when you got to get the shot because you know it's going viral because my man almost broke his neck. Got to get the shot. The gram first. Gram over health. And first of all, I know that if I was on the back of a tailgate and I had a beer in the air and I said, I'm going to go break this folding table, you would not stop me. You would have your phone out too. I'm going to go live. I know you, Jalen. I know you too well. And it's time for us to give the people what they want. Just okay is not okay, whether we're talking about your wireless network or your college football. So on Saturday morning, when you're looking for a game to watch, we know you're all in on your team, but after that, don't settle for just an okay matchup. Do what I do. Find the best game that's going on with the best teams and the best players, like choosing a wireless network. You want to go with America's best network, AT&T. Just like the best of the best in college football, you can never settle for just okay. Whether you're trying to coordinate who's painting their chest what letter and where the tailgate's going down or where your tickets are, just okay is not okay, especially when it comes to your wireless network. So get AT&T, America's best network, and stay on top of your game all season long. Jalen, it's time for a very special soft move for Boston. Nick Cannon did something unthinkable. Nicholas Cannon did something unthinkable. He not just recorded, he released an Eminem diss track in 2019. Jalen, he's got Suge Knight on there from prison. He's got some of his other homeboys on there. Jalen, what is Nick Cannon doing?
So, for those that don't know, I'm in Detroit right now. Mm-hmm. And for anybody that's seen the movie 8 Mile, it was basically based on the fact that Marshall Mathers' career started as a freestyle artist at the hip-hop shop here. Maurice Malone jeans even back in the day. Rest in peace, Proof. That's how he started in the game. And as he continued to elevate and become popular and become a mogul and become one of the greatest lyricists of all time, one of the things you don't want to do is verbally exchange with him.
You don't.
You do not want to bark up that tree like Jay said.
So let me ask a question.
Because that will fall on you.
Soft move or boss move, recording an Eminem diss track?
Oh, that's a soft move.
Soft move.
That's a soft move.
You know what else makes it a soft move? First of all, you can't have an R&B singer sing the chorus of your diss track about Eminem. And you can't have like two or three of your homeboys also record verses on your diss track towards Eminem. Like, none of this makes any sense to me. My question is, what is Marshall Mathers doing now? Is he going to actually respond? He sent out a couple tweets, but is he going to make a track?
Hey, man, he about to have the cavalry coming for his neck. You got Curtis 50 Cent Jackson out here. You got Royce the 5'9 out here. Marshall himself, like, I would just apologize.
I would apologize, Nick. I'd be like, lapse of judgment. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I would fly to Detroit just to stand outside of his house and put a note in his mailbox, sign with my name, saying, I'm sorry. I understand if you end my career. I made a mistake. Jalen, very quickly. Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid go head-to-head tonight, two of the best centers in the league. Will Jokic lay another egg? Will he perform against that good competition? Which center would you rather have? Let me know the answer to all three.
Well, a couple of things. Three questions in 10 seconds. Embiid, on a one-game basis, Jokic probably for longevity because of health. Tonight, I'm going with the guy at home. But Jokic is going to have a big-time game.
You know what? It's gotten to the point where I'm kind of rooting against Jokic. It's happened. I went the opposite way. I used to be on the bandwagon. Now I not only got off the bandwagon, I'm all the way off him. There are things that we can talk about on the podcast we can't talk about on the TV show. It is now time for the podcast exclusive. And I want to tell you a story. It's a sad story about Jane Slater. She's an NFL reporter. Now, you and I don't have Fitbits, you know, those Fit watches that tell you how many steps you went and how many calories you burned and all that. Because I don't like to quantify that stuff all the time. You know what I mean? That just seems like I don't need all that data. You know, I don't need all the analytics about how hard I'm working or not working. But this young woman, she's an NFL network reporter, and her boyfriend decided to sync their Fitbits so they share each other's health information through the day. It's romantic, right? It's romantic until homeboy's not home. And at 4 a.m, he spiked in physical activity. She caught her boyfriend cheating because the Fitbit spiked in physical activity at 4 a.m. and he was not there. Jalen, what do you think of this story?
So a couple of things. When you say spiked his physical activity at 4 a.m. and he was not at home, I would guess that he probably wasn't at the gym.
I don't think he was at the gym at 4 in the morning. I'm sure that's what he said at first. I'm sure that was his first story was like, oh, I went for a jog.
Practice.
I couldn't sleep.
Practice.
So I went for a little jog. But he's lying.
He probably was like, you know that they got 24-hour fitness.
Yeah. And a good run. The good run is at 4 in the morning. That's when you get the good pickup before the riffraff gets there. No. Well, this story became a story, so I bet that he started out trying to deny and lie, but eventually he just got caught out there. I'm sure she just went right through the phone. She just went right through the phone.
So, you know, the Fitbits and the technology, you know, it does have its benefits for those that take advantage of it. But I'm with you. That's just something that I feel like I'm not into, don't want to be into, and just ain't going to embrace. So here's what I want people under 25 to understand.
Okay.
As you start to get older, you got to pick and choose what fads you're going to follow.
Mm.
This is fashion. This is technology. This is whether you going to the club or not. You know, how you consume your adult beverages and your extracurricular activities. You know, how you behave in relationships. Do you tell the truth or do you blatantly lie? At some point, you got to pick and choose your battles. And if you think you're going to do all of that and be happy and successful, not going to be able to do it.
I'm not doing the Fitbit. You know what? I want to do TikTok. That's what I'm going to jump on. I'm going to get on TikTok, see what's happening out there. You know, I like to make videos.
Right. So, for example, I was like, okay, I'm cool with clearly the Facebook. I'm cool with Twitter. Then IG came.
You didn't want to be on IG. Like, I'm not a photographer. I'm not a photographer.
Yeah, exactly. Because that take a lot of time and energy. And just think about this. You think about the post. You figure the post. Most people edit the post. You put up the post. And then people go back 50 times and look at how many likes. And then people go back another 50 times to also look at the comments. I don't have that time and energy.
Oh, you don't?
And then Snapchat came out. Like, I'm good. Nope. I'm good.
So what happens with that one? Oh, that means they disappear. You can send someone a message and they disappear and be like, that sounds like it's for someone that's not in a long relationship. That's what it sounds like to me. Because there's nothing I need to send that needs to disappear. If I'm sending something, I don't mind if it doesn't disappear.
But also, it don't matter what you put it on. It never disappears.
Somebody else
can go screen grab it.
They can also not just screen grab it, they can take a picture with another person's phone of their phone.
Did you say take a picture? I don't mean to be a founder of a high school right now. I don't mean to be a dad right now. I don't mean to be a buzzkill right now. But I got a message.
What's that?
Men and women, those friends that you're in relationships with now, maybe dating, maybe a one-night stand, you sending them pictures, they can and will be used against you in the social media.
Not just that. They showing their friends. If you ever send a picture of a nude to another human being and you really think they're not showing that to anybody, you really think that? Male or female, any type of relationship, you can mix any gender, polyamorous, I don't care. They're showing. That's how it works. That is how it works. Oh man. And you know what? You know why I'm not on the Fitbit? You know, I don't need the technology to be connected to my phone, to download the app, to wear a thing on my wrist. All I need to do is walk down the stairs to the subway, and if my belly and my titties are jiggling, then I gotta get to the gym. It's that simple. It's just that simple. That's how I can tell if I'm in shape. If I walk down the subway stairs and I'm late for the train, I can hear it pulling up, and I'm really hustling, and things are jiggling that shouldn't be jiggling, I gotta get to the gym. I gotta change my habits. That's how I know. I don't need a Fitbit. I don't need to spend $300 on that. I just need to spend $275 on my Metro card to get on the train.
So it's
Tuesday, and Reggie non-consensually turned Tuesday into the international callers.
Reg,
so I heard we got one of those. And also, before we listen to this voicemail, I want to say to the ladies.
Hey, ladies!
We need your help. Call 985-80-JALEN right now. Right now.
Right now.
We're doing exclusive right female voicemails now. Tomorrow. If you are a female or a couple, call 985-80-JALEN right now, right now, not later, right now. Leave us a voicemail. We need your calls tomorrow. And right now, we have an international caller. Let's listen.
Yo, what up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? What up, Doe? Boy, Freddie V calling an international caller Tuesday. Hope I get on. Calling from Montreal, Canada. Hey, yo, listen, my Knicks, man. The NBA intervened when the 76ers were tanking. But compared to the Knicks, Sam Hinkie looks like a genius right now. What is it going to take for the NBA to intervene in this deplorable situation? What would have to happen for that to go down? Shout out to the staff. Thank you for bringing so much joy into the lives of people. Keep up the good work. Keep giving the people what they want. Peace.
I got the answer, Freddie. I got the answer. It's so simple, Jalen Rose. We need to get James Dolan and V. Stiviano at the same room at the same time. That's what we need. That's what we need. That's what we need. We got to get Reg the Ledge to get her hooked up with some audio gear. Get James Dolan some of that whiskey. I know he likes to drink. Get V. Stiviano in there. That's the only way you can intervene. Because the NBA, there are bylaws that say, you know, you can't force it. You can't force someone to sell a team. It's hard to do. They're the governor or whatever we're calling it now. The governor just can't be bounced like that.
I'll tell you, it's easy. Sometimes people overthink things. You ready for this, Jacoby? You ready for the answer? You ready?
Is it better than V-Stivy? V-Stivy with the visor? Does the V stand for visor?
No. Let me tell you. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's already happened. Adam Silver did it already.
What are you
doing? He changed the odds for getting the number one pick. Remember last year, and I may get a couple of these teams wrong. Where were people hoping that Zion ended up?
New York Knickerbockers.
Okay. Why is that?
Because they're the New York Knickerbockers.
No, because they had the worst record.
Sure.
Memphis had to. So what ended up happening, remember, New Orleans and Memphis ended up picking 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Teams like the Knicks and the Suns, if I recall correctly, who had the worst records, didn't. This also allowed the Lakers to now have the assets to trade for Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Because if they don't get that number 4 pick, that deal don't happen.
Facts.
So don't look too far into that one. Now, a couple of rules changes that I anticipate. Clearly, high school players are going to be able to go to the league, I think, in 21, 22. Current sophomores. Eventually, I know they're thinking about reseeding the Final Four, but you got to reseed more than that in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's just silly.
To play in the regular season.
That's just silly. Come on now.
Here's another one for you. The All-Star game should be 24 players that get picked, not 12 from each conference. Right now, you can't give me 12 Eastern Conference All-Stars. You cannot give me 12.
I'm sure I could, but it'd be really bad podcasting content.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. Let's go by the team.
No, I'm not doing that right now, Jay. That's going to take 15 minutes.
See, this is why I'm a legend at this thing. Because I got the energy.
Are we legends now? Because I got the
spirit to go deeper into the box score. All right. So maybe one or two All-Stars from the Bucks.
Probably one.
Middleton will be the second. Even if you want to get a Celtics 2, maybe you want to get a Sixers 2.
Who are the two of the Celtics? I'm going to say Brown's probably playing the best, but I don't think that, you know, Tatum and Brown, is that we're doing that?
So realistically, right now, we'll say Giannis, Middleton, Tatum. That's 3.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid and Simmons, 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this? Pascal Siakam, 6. Jimmy Butler, 7. That's it. Bradley Beal will be 8. That's it.
Yep, we got Beal.
I want to say Trae Young, and his numbers are there. Trae Young. But look at their record before you say it.
Yeah, but they're going to have to put some people in the All-Star game. You know, like.
But my point is, now we're reaching.
Can we get Kevin Love in there?
But my point is, now we're reaching for players like Trae Young, who has All-Star numbers, but his team is one of the worst in the entire league.
I'm giving that guy the, it depends if Kyrie plays, but we'll probably put Dinwiddie in there if Kyrie isn't back soon. Well, Kyrie will be back soon. Kyrie's going to get his way in there.
That's why it should be the top 24 players that get picked, not 12 from each conference. That's definitely, I'm standing on the table for this.
Well, especially now. Your argument sounds really good this season, I'll tell you that much. With Oladipo out and Irving out and it's like and KD out. Your argument looks really good right now.
Another rules change. The three-point line was designed for teams to shoot 33%. Eventually, the game will move the three-point line back and eliminate the three-point shot from the corners.
I would just make the court wider. I'm making the court wider, and I'm making the three-point line consistent all the way around.
I'm telling you why they can't make the court wider. You're taking away the front row seats, and that's cutting into the money.
No, you're not. You don't take away the front row seats. You move them back 8 inches. Come on now.
When you move them back 8 inches, you're going to move. Trust me, fam.
There's room. I played in the NBA for 15 years, Jalen.
Just think about when you go to a game. Mm-hmm. People feet are on the court. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you move that back, you're going to eliminate seats, which eventually eliminate a row.
Jalen, you just... All right. We can talk about fire codes and how much space needs between the seats and the next seats and all that some other time. But there's a way to get it done.
Here's another thing that makes me happy that I wasn't fast and athletic. This thing makes me happy that I wasn't fast and athletic. Can you move the cameraman from under the hoop? Don't those cameras have zoom on them?
Yeah, for real. Yo, I watch wildlife documentaries, but they're like 500 yards away from the animal, but it looks like they're right next to him. Right. So why do we need these cameramen to be right there?
Right. Like, why am I watching games and people falling over cameramen underneath the hoop? You remember Dennis Rodman kicked the cameraman? I've been talking about this for years. Don't those cameras have zoom?
Yeah, they do. Jalen, I want to thank Freddie V for calling in from Montreal. I want to thank all the women that already called and left a voicemail.
I want to thank the Patriots for cheating.
Patriots aren't cheating. The Patriots are not cheating. You don't really believe that. You're just trying to get a rise at me. I'm not going to let it happen. Thank you, Freddie V. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. Don't you know you